It's time to get away from it all. Doesn't matter if you say you or y'all. Let's all get out there and have some fun. Bluff City Outdoor Show is for everyone. Welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show.
Thank you, Perry Woods, and indeed, welcome to the Bluff City Outdoor Show here on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. I am Tony Colombo in studio this week with producer Leah, my partner Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors, and professional fisherman Mike Marfell. It's a packed house today.
Friday, baby.
Yeah. Mark, great to see you, buddy. How's it going?
Good to be back. Another week.
Yeah, absolutely. We had... weather is going to be a point of discussion on today's show. Of course, we will have this week's fishing report for you towards the end of the show, so keep it here for that. We bring you that each and every week. We are going to talk to Alex Nagy. He is a regular, been on the show many, many times, and we're going to talk to him in a few minutes as well. Alex, of course, from Twisted Cats, and he is the tournament director of the now getting very close, Alton Catfish Classic Tournament. 3 weekends? I don't know why I'm surprised every week on the show about how close it's getting.
What's the date again?
But
September 9th.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's crazy that it's 3 weekends away. It's crazy that September 9th is 3 weeks away.
Yes, it is.
And so, yeah, so we will get into all of that as we go through the show today. And like I said, weather is going to be part of the conversation because we've had a beautiful week. This week.
Oh, it's been gorgeous.
It's been awesome. I don't know if you've
been out. San Diego weather.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you've been out on the water at all here recently, Mike.
No, not this week. A week of vacation.
Yeah.
Bad news for work when you get back.
Yeah. So. But we've been, and you know, we'll touch on this also in more detail in the fishing report later on, but we've said the word summer pattern, you know, for months now. But
a good break like this doesn't do nothing.
Yeah, but in this coming week, I mean, is going to be the definition, I guess, of summer pattern. Right. So it's supposed to be, depending on when you are listening to this, whether it's Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk STL or Sunday at noon. Saturday's supposed to be a pretty nice day, maybe around 90. Sunday is when the heat gets here, and then it's, Mark, supposed to stay for several days. And we're talking about high 90s, heat indexes well over 100. And, I mean, it's obviously going, if you're going outside, if you're going to be fishing or what anything outside, this is going to impact your
day. Yeah, it's, you know, if you're earlier or later, if you're a cat fisherman, go at night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what that's going to spell out.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And Mike, does this kind of, because, you know, it will be a fairly drastic, we're talking about the difference between, you know, we've had highs recently, even as, you know, like in the upper 70s and in the 80s. So this is, we're talking 20, 30 degree temperature swing. Does that have a big impact out on the water right now that people should be looking for? Or is it, not have that?
Not once we've established the higher water temperature.
Right.
It doesn't change. The water temperature doesn't go up and down that fast.
Yeah.
Better for the fishermen. It's a lot more pleasant to be out there.
Right,
sure.
Right.
I have that big tournament coming up this following weekend, and I personally like it super hot. Everybody was wanting, I told you this one time before, everybody wants it. Let's have summer tournaments. You haven't done it. Well, then people started complaining because it's hot. Yeah, it's hot because it's summer. But I figure I hydrate. I'm a little bit smaller than some of the guys, shall we say. So I can go hard all day. You know, a lot of the guys are dragging butt at the end. So I feel like it's an advantage.
You're in great shape.
No, I'm not in great shape. But for my age, I get around okay. So, it doesn't affect it. I don't know, Mark, with catfish, I don't think it does either, right? Temperature's here, it's here.
Yeah. It's here. I mean, just it's the comfort zone. I've noticed, though, when you're out on the water, even on, you know, like Lake of the Ozarks, when you get away from the shore a little bit, it is a little bit cooler.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, it's just that that effect of that water temperature starts impacting that local environment right there.
Right, right. It's not like being in the city where it's just you get out in the middle of the lake. And
it's not a heat sink. It's the opposite.
Yeah, exactly.
So this past weekend, I actually got a chance to do a little bit of fishing.
And fishing report worked out for you?
It did. I followed the fishing report and caught a couple of very nice bass. I posted one on my Twitter earlier this week, at Tony Colombo Talk. Shameless plug. Make sure you go follow me there. I mean, literally, it was exactly what you were talking about. You know, top water early and late. I want to say that I checked the water temperature. I want to say in my cove there, it was 85.7, I think,
right.
Is exactly what it was when I checked it. And, I mean, it definitely, if you know what to look for and you know what to do, it's a great time to be out on the water right now.
Bunched up. You can catch a bunch in one spot.
Well, and I was a little surprised that I caught. I was fishing on the dock because my 6-year-old son was fishing with me, and you know that's a bluegill every 30 seconds, you know, so that takes a lot of your time.
Do you guys do the
He's
hula
very
hoop
good.
With the feed? Do you do that at your dock?
What is this?
You put a hula hoop in and then throw the feed in and it stays inside there and the bluegill can come up and eat it and gets them all around your dock.
No.
Yeah, get you a hula hoop, tie it to the dock, throw it in the water, and then just fill it with fish feed. And
now, I have chummed the water.
Well, that's what this is, hula hoop won't let it drift away from your dock.
Yeah. I don't know that we need any more bluegill around the dock. There already seems to be an endless supply.
Pretty much at that lake.
Yeah. And he's to the point now where he can bait the hook, he can cast, he can reel it in, and he can about 30-40% of the time get the fish off of himself.
Nice.
So
yeah,
it's I'm almost to the point where I can actually fish when we fish. But
catching those bass, they're a lot easier to get off the hook with a big mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got a system. He puts the fish down, still on the hook, puts it on the dock, puts his foot on the tail so it can't jump, and then he takes the hook, then he gets the hook out, and then he grabs the pliers to pick the fish up and put it back in its mouth and then pick it up, put it back in the water. So he does the whole thing without ever actually touching the fish because that's the one thing that we haven't gotten over yet.
Just gives him the flip-flop on the tail.
But he loves it.
That's awesome.
And Mark, we've talked about, you have some kids in the the tournament, in the classic, and some prizes specifically for...
Yeah, for the youth. Yep.
Yeah, youth anglers. And it's really cool to see kids so excited about fishing.
Yeah. Alex, this past week, he posted last year, I think her name was Hadley, posted her photo out on the Facebook Alton Catfish Classic page. And I mean, she's a little girl. I mean, but her face, I mean, it just gets hundreds of likes, that picture.
Yeah.
It says it all.
Yeah. That's awesome.
The expression on her face.
We were there for 2 days and it was like all he wanted to do was fish. Let's go fishing. Can we go fishing? We fished the first day, it was like time to go up. Okay, we got to fish tomorrow. Are we going to go back down and fish tomorrow? Yeah, buddy, we're going to fish tomorrow. Don't worry about it. So I love to see that excitement. But I was going to mention, Mike, and you just touched on it, about them bunching up. And I'm used to that. We were fishing off our dock, and, I have very familiar with that whole area there and, where there's...
where every rock's at.
Yeah, and the little spots, you got your good little spots. And I'm used to that finding a group like that, but to catch a couple that were both probably around 5 pounds, the big ones bunched up like that. I thought a little atypical. Is that
not this time of year?
Really?
Yeah.
So they
school by size at times.
No kidding.
Yeah. Like if I've seen myself and even watching the Elite Series and stuff where guys will leave catching fish because they know these 2.5-pounders aren't going to do me any good, and they're all going to be that size.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. I can come back here tomorrow and catch my limit and then go hunt for
bigger. I don't know why. I guess I always assumed that there was there was the king of the
big, big girls.
Area.
Big, big, big fish.
Yeah.
7 pounds. You're not going to find a school of 7-pounders around here. That one's going to be on a lone dock somewhere by itself.
And then you mentioned the summer tournaments. I just always assumed that there weren't as many tournaments in the summer because the fishing's obviously good throughout the summer, but the best fishing is in the spring and the fall. So that's why I thought the tournaments but it has more to do with guys complaining about the heat.
That and at Lake of the Ozarks, the boat traffic.
Oh, yeah, well, that's it. At the Lake of the Ozarks, sure. You could use that one. But
and fish care is a huge thing, and, we're catch and release. So
right.
Keeping them alive and alive well when it's 100 degrees out, it's not.
Yeah.
You got to work at it.
Yeah. So much easier to do when it's 70.
Yeah, you got to use Rejuvenate or G-Juice. You got to ice. You got to recirculate, have oxygenators. And some guys are just lazy.
Yeah.
And nothing looks worse on the sport than a bunch of fish floating.
Yeah, yeah. No.
I mean, at least nowadays, most tournaments are good enough. They have a release boat, and then a horse trough for the ones that aren't doing so good. You know, your release guy's got a good eye. He puts them in there and tries to bring them back. And if they don't, put a knife to them, because them floating in the cove at PB2 does not look cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So you don't want to make turtle food out of them.
What are you hearing this week, Mark, as we are getting closer to the tournament, from customers, from guides, and people as they, I'm sure, you know, prepare for the tournament? What are you hearing?
Yeah, fishing for catfish, it's still good. I mean, yeah. It's just, like I said, it's kind of, it's hot, you know, what can people tolerate? But the fish are still biting good.
Yeah,
and, yeah. They're hitting you know, shad pretty good for the summer. Normally that's skipjack is what they're really tearing up. They're hitting skipjack hard too, but they're still hitting shad, which is, I mean, that's a good sign for the river, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That
there's a good shad population.
Because there's a good shot. It seems to have come back a lot.
That's
and
good.
I don't know if it's the fact that there's not as many of the big Asian carp out there that there was.
That probably has a lot to do
and
with
I,
it.
I think that has a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, they're still there. But,
right.
But those big 80, 90 pounders that people were catching all the time in their nets, the commercial fishermen, they're not there like they were.
Yeah, we touched on that last week, and it's still not great. You know, obviously the Asian carp situation is bad, but I remember, you know, a few years ago at the beginning of this whole conversation, it was doom and gloom. And it seems like that the ecosystem finds a way to coexist.
I mean, it does. I mean, think about it. If you go back before the Asian carp, you had the zebra mussel issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, their numbers just exploded in the river system. Now, you got to struggle to go find one.
Yeah.
You know, if you go through the lock, you'll see one here and there, but it used to be the whole walls of the lock were full of it once the water went down. You know, they were just everywhere.
Right.
And they're not like that anymore.
Right.
You know,
right.
And they believe it kind of cleaned. They extracted what was keeping them booming, and then they just fall off
because their food isn't there. Went away. Yeah, yep. That makes sense.
And the conversation that we had last week about the 100-pound catfish that was recently caught, I don't know about you, but it gives me hope. It makes me excited for the tournament.
I think we're.
Is this the year we get the 100-pound fish? Is this the year we see a big total number?
I'm hoping, because there's been more caught this year. We haven't got as hot of temperatures. Now this next week's going to be hot, but we still got a couple of weeks before that. If it drops back in the 80s, it seems like we haven't got that super hot weather that really puts them on a night bite.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets over 100 and stays there, they can't really catch them during the day.
Right.
They got to go at night. And if you got the tournament, which is a day tournament, you got maybe an hour before sun up.
Right.
It inhibits the bite.
Yeah.
Inhibits the catch, what you're going to catch. So.
And it is supposed to, as we mentioned, it's supposed to get pretty intense this week, but it looks like it's only supposed to last
four or five days.
And we're still a few weeks out. Yeah. Yep. So hopefully what we're about to go through, won't have any impact on the tournament. A little too early. When do you start obsessing about the forecast?
About 14 now? Days. About, yeah. Really about 2 weeks out.
About 2 weeks
What's
out,
it look
yeah.
like right before?
Right.
Because a couple of years ago, we had a nice stretch of cool weather about 3 weeks before, and then the week leading up turned hot again, and the bite shut down.
Uh-huh.
And now they still had, 150 pounds of fish and a 60, 70 pounder. And that's not bad for three fish.
No,
but
it's not.
You know, we want that 200-pound mark broke. We want to see that 100-pounder caught.
Yeah. Right. It really just affects the guys as far as the spectators and Mark promoting, hey, we had the two. But as a competitor, whether it's catfish or bass, you're all on the same playing field.
Yeah.
You're all on the same playing field.
We all understand that.
That's true. Good point.
It's going to be a tough bite. I like a tough bite because that's one you can win.
Yeah.
Even if you're not on anything killer.
Yeah, that's
tough,
true.
You can go out there and grind.
That's when the skills are – that's when your skill set and your experience is even – that's when it's really put to the test.
You know, I mean, I look at a couple of years ago, we had that 92-pounder caught, but they couldn't catch any kicker fish.
Yeah.
And they didn't win the tournament.
Yeah.
Even though they had a 92-pounder
I don't even think their
fish.
Total was over 100.
It wasn't. They only caught another 3-pound fish.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting there, thinking, in that case, they probably
should have had a thing
some dip bait there and thrown out and caught, tried to catch a couple 4-pound channel cats.
I caught a 7 and a 5 at Lake of the Ozarks in the first 15 minutes, and I thought, oh, baby, here we go. Never got another bite all day.
Yeah, yeah.
I did get big bass and still got 12th with those two fish because it was a tough bite.
Yeah.
And I just landed on the right two first thing in the morning.
You know what? I probably shouldn't say this out loud either. One of those big fish was caught on one of my very first casts. And I've told you guys before that
that's a bad omen.
That is my big superstition. I hate catching a fish on one of my first casts.
That's Tony's banana.
In the past. That's my banana. That's exactly right. It's been my experience in it. You catch that first one early like that and you don't catch anything else. But I actually did catch another good one.
And you
one.
Caught them both on top? Was Whopper Plopper?
Those were both with crankbait. Deep diving crankbait.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how deep were they, you think? Were you grinding the bottom?
My guess is where they hit, it was probably... No, I wasn't hitting the bottom. I would say that they were... I was probably... Where they hit was probably around 10 feet of water, and it was probably 7 feet deep, maybe, where it hit.
Okay.
Yeah. And they were both in almost the exact same spot.
So they could have been sitting on the bottom and came up
and
got it.
Yeah. They were both almost in the exact same spot. Yep. Just about... I don't know, 15 minutes apart from each other.
I bet you they were both sitting on a brush pile and came up out of it and got it, I bet.
Well, I was...
Or a boulder or something.
Yep. I was appreciative of their effort. All right, speaking of the upcoming Alton Catfish Classic, we are going to talk to the tournament director, Alex Nagy from Twisted Cats. He's going to join us next on the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Build us a little campfire.
This is the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
Rifle in a gun rack, hanging in the back glass, book knife on my belt.
Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Want to quickly remind you, as we talk about all of these great outdoor activities, that one of the great outdoor activities is, of course, grilling, barbecuing, and the next time you are out grilling, make sure you have a bag of Rockwood Lump Charcoal with you. Family-owned, local business, just exactly the kind of business that we love to support. Jonathan Heslop there at Rockwood Charcoal, just awesome guy, great company. And not only are you supporting local business, but you are also using the best. Rockwood Lump Charcoal has been rated the #1 consumer-ranked charcoal in the country, 9 years running. And if you've never used lump charcoal before or Rockwood charcoal before, it is just a totally different ballgame than the traditional briquettes that you're probably used to grilling with, because there's no filler. There's no extra chemicals in lump charcoal. So you get way more bang for your buck. You don't need nearly as much of the charcoal to grill dinner with than you would with the other. So the 20-pound bag goes a lot further than a 20-pound bag of the traditional briquettes. Also, it burns hotter, it burns faster, and just gives you more control over the entire experience. It's a very brief learning curve, and once you experience Rockwood Lump Charcoal the first time, you will never want to go back. So next time you're out grilling, make sure you do have a bag of Rockwood Lump Charcoal. It is available in over 100 area stores, including all Ace Hardware locations. Find the closest one to you and pick up some grilling tips and tricks all at rockwoodcharcoal.com. All right, Tony Colombo here in studio with producer Leah, professional fisherman Mike Marfell, and my co-host, the owner of Bluff City Outdoors, Mark McMurray. Alex Nagy from Twisted Cats, the tournament director of the Alton Catfish Classic. We are trying to connect with. Alex has got a lot going on today, so we will continue to try to get a hold of him. But I'm sure, much like you, he's a busy guy anyway, but it's getting to be crunch time for the tournament. So
yep. Yeah, like I said, 3 weeks out, and we still have a few spots left. I mean,
yeah.
Which is really kind of weird over that the last is. 2 or 3 years. We're sold out, you know, months and months ahead of time. So if somebody's out there listening and wants to come down and fish at that September 9th.
Come out and play.
Yep. Yeah. You want to go out there and embarrass yourself with me?
My boat's got carpet. I'm out.
Yeah, no kidding. I would be lost, but I would love to experience something like that. I would love to experience something like that.
We could go with Eric. I would go.
Yeah, no kidding. So it's a good time to remind folks, Mark, that there is a few spots left if you want to get involved. I mean, it's one of the biggest catfish tournaments in the country, and has grown into, you know, that with guys coming from literally all over the country.
What's the furthest?
The furthest we've ever had was Montana.
Oh, that's 22 hours.
Yeah, and it's always
they don't even have a dozen in Montana, do they?
Yeah, we usually get 10 or 12. I mean, they do have, but not like you have around here.
I was going to say.
And he was a somebody who was from the Midwest that transplanted.
Ah, that gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah, but it's always like a dozen states at least are represented in the tournament every year.
That's so cool.
Yeah, guys come from all over the country. $20,000
for
first place. Yeah. Pays out the first 10.
Pays out the first 10. Man. It's 100% payback.
It's a big deal,
tournament.
Man.
$2,500, I think, for Big Fish. Don't quote me on that. I think it's that. But I know we got prizes for highest placing youth, highest placing female, and highest placing veteran.
That's awesome.
So, that is so cool, dude. I didn't know that.
Yeah, we got those prizes also.
That is so cool.
And there'll be a lot of giveaways, too. I'm going to do kind of like I did last year for the audience, you know, because last year B&M donated those rods, and we took some of them and gave them to the competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And then we took about 10 or 12 of them and just called out the birth dates in the audience. Yeah. And if they match that birth date,
that's
got a ride.
Cool. Oh, that's awesome.
We need a t-shirt cannon, Tony.
Yeah, we'll definitely send some News Talk STL gear your way for the tournament.
Yeah, that's just for
giveaways.
Really got the crowd, involved and stuff.
Heck well, and so that was my point. So, yeah, there's a few spots left if you want to participate, but this tournament is just as big for the spectators, in my opinion, as it is for the competitors. So just remind folks about, where and how to watch and all that stuff.
So it's a Riverfront Park. The weigh-in is at the amphitheater.
Which is beautiful, by the way.
Which is beautiful, by the way. It's set up, kind of looked like a rock star, set up for a
fishing
tournament.
Definitely Alton's Jewel, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I know that was not, I know that they didn't have a fishing tournament weigh-in in mind when they built that amphitheater, but it's literally perfect.
It
is perfect. Yep. So I'm sorry.
And,
go ahead.
September 9th, the weigh-in usually they'll get a couple come in early, and then they typically start lining up around 2:00.
Is it a drive-through weigh-in?
It's a drive-through weigh-in.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool
for the spectators.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, one time I got to do a drive through and that, you play your theme song or whatever. Uh-huh. That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Everybody gets, the guys get introduced as the truck's pulling up and the crowd's watching. Mark, that's one of my favorite things. And I've brought my kids the last few years and I've been there and participating in one way or another. I think I think the first time I was there was maybe year two or year three. I feel like I was there, but. Not a day one, but
I think it was year two. Yep.
Right afterwards, and we've watched this tournament grow. And one of the coolest things is when the guys are pulling the fish out of the live well. Just the anticipation of is this going to be, is this going to be
some of them are a 2-man operation.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, there's just
when you get in those. I mean, those are big fish, and they don't want to be out of the water,
right?
So they fight it, but it's just Yeah, it takes two of them sometimes.
Yeah, and a lot of a lot of those guys also have a little bit of fun with it. They'll if they don't have a big one, they'll act like they're
trying to.
They'll act like they're putting everything into it and all. Or whatever. I mean, like they play to the crowd. I mean, it really is just a fun thing, not only for the competitors, but to come out and watch. And it's a families, kids.
Get the kids' juices flowing. They didn't even know stuff like that lived in that river.
Yeah, exactly.
I showed the pictures of the big one, that Pier Marquette, people were like, that was here?
Yeah.
I was like,
That's such a great point. I was talking about my kid and when we were fishing this past weekend and how into it he was and how much, and like, especially this summer, he's really gotten in. He's always liked to fish, but he's like been asking more and more and wanting to do it more and more this year than ever. And you're exactly right, Mike. When a kid like that sees that fish
in person,
it can be like a switch, gets flipped. Yep. Like, that is awesome. I want to go out and fish. I want to go try to catch that. I want to go out on the water. Like, that, it can be a.
Or I'm never swimming
moment.
In that river.
Do people swim in the river? I guess they do.
You might grow a dorsal fin, but I've swam in the river a lot.
Yeah, so it's just a really good time. So make sure you're checking it out. And best place to go is Alton Catfish Classic Facebook page,
Facebook,
right?
Yep.
To get all the details.
Catch and release, Mark? Are you able to release most of them?
Oh, yeah, they all go back.
So what do you have to? Do you put them in a horse trough? How does that all work?
So there is a
holding tank of sorts?
Sort of. And it just last year, because the Viking River Cruise was docking mm-hmm. at the same time, so we had to actually.
That was
we had a boat.
Very interesting.
They were
ferrying
them back in a boat back to the Alton Marina
okay.
ramp, and then that's where they were putting them back yeah. in there.
Oh, I got you. So it's like a catch yep. and release boat like we use.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And, yeah. That, and that's how they did it. So
yeah, that was just a. Ironic consequence last year,
yes,
but it was,
and they're going to be there this year.
Oh, they
so,
are.
Yes, so
yeah,
we already know that, so we're having to make a plan.
Gotcha.
To do that again.
Yeah, I had never seen one of those river cruise ships, so here we are. You know, one minute we're looking at giant catfish, and then the next minute you're looking at some person sitting on their balcony on a cruise ship,
yes,
waving to people.
That was like, a big ship.
Yeah,
for the Mississippi.
For the Mississippi.
Yeah,
you know that
yeah.
was
so
huge.
I'm sure that goes. From all the way down to the Gulf, right?
Yeah, New Orleans all the way to Minneapolis.
I bet wow. it's a cool ride.
Oh, I
bet you see
guarantee
some,
you
I bet
it's
you see
cool.
some cool stuff.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
And it's a very impressive ship, certainly.
Yeah.
And how close they got it? Like, they were...
Oh, yeah, there was a spot for them to pull up right
it's,
there and
yeah,
just
it's,
put the loading plank
amazing.
Out there.
When does the tournament start, and when is the best time to show up? If you want to see the weigh-in and you know
yeah,
get, see
so,
the most action,
yeah, it'd be around 1 o'clock that Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
That's when
yeah.
to start kind of assembling down there to spectators.
Right?
Any food trucks or anything coming down or
well, so it's part of the Alton Expo. So you got
oh,
all those food
yeah,
trucks,
the
right.
whole
drinks
Alton
and the rides
yeah,
and all that,
carnival
yeah.
rides and
dog,
concession
yeah.
stands
Heck
and.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man, it is just a it's just a great time. Where I'm going, you should come.
I'm definitely going.
You should definitely
yeah,
come down
sure.
there with me. You ever think about switching? Species?
No.
Professions?
Nope.
What is it about bass fishing that is the
nothing special? It's just what I started
you.
Doing.
Yeah.
You know, I had a stepdad that got me into it and never stopped.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to go catch a catfish and eat it. I don't know what I'm doing, but I can catch fish out of a farm pond.
Right.
They're in a barrel, so you should be able to catch them.
Yeah.
But no, I just went down the bass road, and I would say it's because I like to go fast in a boat. But now some of these guys catfish boats are pretty dang fast too. So.
Yeah, they yeah. are.
So,
yeah, they are. Yeah, they impressive setup. I mean, like seriously, like there's a very good possibility of somebody catching a 100-pound fish.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I have a bass boat. I couldn't put a 100-pound fish in my life. I mean, they got to no, have some
it's
pretty
special.
Yeah,
you say they're
set up.
I mean, some of them
is really cool.
You know, the boat companies now are making. Built in, you know, ready to go.
Yeah.
Live well, so that
before
side.
Guys are making their
yeah, they're
own,
having to make their own. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you can, and you can tell that because every boat that pulls up is a little bit different.
Yep.
You know everybody's got their own unique setup in there.
Thinking of that, Tony, Bassmasters, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
The TV
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bob Cobb, Ray Scott, the whole thing. Now, if I was a kid growing up.
That's why I was asking. I didn't
a kid
know.
Growing up now, and I went down to the classic, I might have switched, I might have just
mm-hmm.
picked that lane right out of the jump.
Yeah, because, you know, like our whole lives. Saturday
I wouldn't
morning.
Want to. I wouldn't want to start over
yeah.
now. Is what I'm saying.
Bass fishing's been on. But it was. It wasn't until I think I don't. You would know better than me, Mark. But over the last decade or so, that these catfishing and others have
yeah, the
started to get on that same level.
Stuff. It's kind of blown up in the last. I'm going to say
six to eight years. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You know, it took a long time before mm-hmm. there was a tournament that had 100,000 or 10,000 for first place.
It took a long time before walleye got to that point too.
Yep, and now you got. There was just a couple of weeks ago, I think it was down in Mississippi, that it was 50,000 for first place in a catfish
wow.
tournament.
Wow. And so what year is this for the classic?
Friday, I think it's the fifth.
Yeah. That,
fourth or fifth. We had to cancel it 1 year
yeah.
for COVID.
I was thinking five or six, but
yep.
I wasn't. So if this has only started to blow up in the last 6 to 8 years, what was it 6 years ago or 5 years ago, whatever it was, that you knew that this was the tournament to set up? Like, what was the motivation then?
So I don't know if you remember, but Alton won that Small Business Revolution
mm-hmm.
where that marketing company came in and ended mm-hmm. up picking six businesses to put, you know, everything in behind them and
yeah.
and stuff into the city. And Alton won that, I think it's 6 years ago. They won. Alton
Sounds
was
right.
the winning city, and we ended up being one of the six businesses that was
yep.
picked.
Yep.
So one of the ideas
television show
during the television,
Mark
you know,
looked really good
yeah,
on television.
Yeah,
by
yeah,
the way, if you've
yeah.
never seen that, look it up on YouTube.
Yeah,
yeah.
Love
Mark,
City Outdoors.
Yeah,
because he was standing next to his wife the whole
yeah,
time.
That's
yeah,
true.
Felicia looked better, but Mark looked pretty good.
But one of the ideas that came about while we were filming the show was a big catfish tournament for Alton because
gotcha.
Well, the idea behind the show was to try to bring tourism into Alton. And anyway, so the show, we didn't go with that, but it was always in the back of my mind. And so I just decided to try it, to see if I couldn't get it going myself. And that's where I, you know, needed a really good sponsor to get behind it. And it was the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I was sitting at the shop, and I said, man, I wonder if, you know, get hold of John Simmons, because he's doing a lot for the city of Alton. Mm-hmm. And I said, I wonder if he'd get behind it, you know, because I needed a good sponsor. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there, and I just sent an email to his company email, and it was like 3 minutes later.
Really?
I said, hey, you want to get behind it? And he emailed me back and said, well, whatever it takes, you know.
That's awesome.
And that's how it got it going now, because we knew we had a good anchor sponsor. Mm-hmm. And
What's John's business?
Simmons Hanley Conroy, it's a law firm.
Law firm. Yep. Okay, I got you.
And his daughter Megan and my daughter Mariah were buddy buddies. They went to the same school over in Evansville. Yeah.
Well, and they've done a lot for the Alton area.
Yes, and they've done a lot for the Alton area.
Well, it makes sense. You got the biggest river in North America in your backyard. Mm-hmm. Use it. And big girls live there. Let's not forget the Missouri.
Yeah, and the Illinois, skipper. The confluence of all. I mean, all of them. It's such a cool.
That's what makes it so unique. You got the confluence of three big rivers right there.
Well, yeah. That's what drew bass here years ago. My mom was working for the Convention and Visitors Bureau back in the day. It was 95. And we'd been catching them so good on the river. And for whatever reason, they decided to have it in the summer. They never came back.
Hmm.
I think it took like 9 pounds a day to win it or something crazy.
Mm.
And they went out of Pier Marquette, and a lot of guys were running, locking through multiple times, getting away from the Alton Pool. I think that, if I remember right, the Alton Pool was way low or something too. Mm-hmm. It's like, that just happens, right? I mean, if it would have been at full pool, it probably would have been an awesome tournament, but that's how that stuff happens. My mom had the idea because I was into fishing, and she was trying to think of things to bring tourism to Alton.
Yep.
Well, when you bring 100 professional bass fishermen in their TV show here,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot of hotels because the guys come and practice for a week. That's a lot of gas, that whole bit. So the same way with these guys.
Yeah, right? That's what you're trying to do.
And this is a trailer tournament, correct? You don't have to launch any one spot.
Yeah, there'll be a list of about 8 ramps that are
available.
That are available to use.
Okay, yeah. So depending, can you be on the water at your spot when it's go time?
Yes, you are to try to get to your spot. You know, no, you can't start fishing till it's either 6 or 6:30.
Okay, that's.
But Alex gets down there the morning, and 4 o'clock they start checking people in,
Boats and live wells and stuff,
and then sending them on their way.
I got you.
Yeah, and
so you do have a boat check at a central location.
Yep.
Yeah, couldn't have been better time. I mean, the perfect time to start this tournament.
Yeah,
just on the cusp of this. Of the growth of the whole industry. And very seriously, I think that Bluff City Outdoors for our area and that tournament has been a part of influencing the growth 100%, of the industry.
100%. Yeah,
absolutely.
And we're trying to use that tournament and the fact that there's, you know, other ones that are big across the country to try to get the ramp facilities made better here.
Yeah.
At the marina,
a better ramp below the dam. Because if you had,
that's a good point.
If you had good facilities, if you had really a good ramp, you know, 4 or 5 laner behind the Alton Dam, because that kind of gets you into the main area where you want to fish. There'd be 3 or 4 Alton Catfish Classic type tournaments here.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
I mean, that's what PBD2 does for bass tournaments at the lake.
It's just we need the ramps. You know, because it's just right now they're, you know, Maple Island Solo. You can't ramp in there. You know, Columbia Bottoms it's usable, but it hasn't been totally repaired.
Piasau Creek.
Piasau Creek, they're working on.
Right.
Yeah.
And, but we really need a really good ramp, kind of what they've done on some of the.
We're definitely.
Decatur, Alabama put in that big 5-boat ramp down there.
The Wolf Creek at Grand Lake.
You know, they put those in.
Those lakes bring Bassmaster Classics to lakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what it brings, you know.
Well, we're raising awareness every year with this.
So that all works.
All that
group
stuff.
That's great. You know, we went and met with them, a couple months ago to see what they were doing, and we said we need that ramp. We need a world class ramp here, and so they are working at that because they got the connections with the Corps of Engineers.
Yeah.
So
they're building that new center right there by the Piasau. Aren't they building a whole Alton?
I'm not sure what they're putting.
I'm not sure what's going on.
I think it's like a welcome. I think it's like an Alton
welcome center
kind of thing.
Well, we have one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's one. Yeah.
So you're already built. Yeah, but I think they're
expanding it.
And they're tying it into the Piasau Bird and like they're putting it right there on the bluffs and all of that. And I think they're going to make like a little museum kind of thing there.
Right, right.
At least that was the plans I read about.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So if we're building stuff, let's just keep going.
If we could get that, because that Alton Works, they want to make Alton the world, you know, the best river town on the Mississippi. That's their goal. And to do that, they need outdoor recreation. So, you know, they showed me what they were planning, and which all looked great. And I just, they were nice long boardwalk there down along the riverfront, their riverfront park. And I said, if I was going to build that, I would about every 100 yards make a spot wider with a picnic table so people could either picnic there or fish off of it.
Yeah.
I said, that's what you want to get.
I'm glad they're consulting people like you.
Picnic table with a lid.
With an umbrella. Shade.
All right. We are going to get you the fishing report. And just another reminder that we are just 3 weeks away from the Alton Catfish Classic. So get all the details and plan on joining us out there at the Alton Fairgrounds, part of the Alton Expo, and all the details at the Alton Catfish Classic Facebook page. All right, this week's fishing report next. Yes? No?
Yep.
Yes, and Alex Nagy. Yep. We've made contact.
He said he called twice.
Oh,
but I guess
awesome.
We weren't ready.
All right. We'll have Alex Nagy with us as well next on the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL.
You're listening to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on News Talk STL.
Welcome back to the Bluff City Outdoor Show on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk STL. Tony Colombo here with producer Leah, fisherman Mike Marfell, Mark McMurray from Bluff City Outdoors, and we will be bringing you the fishing report as we do each and every week here on the show in just a few minutes. Also want to remind you that, of course, you can check us out every Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Talk STL, every Sunday at noon on News Talk STL, and all the time on our podcast. And we know a lot of guys do take us with them, especially for the fishing report. So if you are a podcast listener, whatever your favorite podcast platform is, we are on basically all of them. Just make sure you are subscribed to the Bluff City Outdoors Show. All right, before we get into the fishing report, as we mentioned earlier, Alex Nagy is joining us from Twisted Cats, and he's also the tournament director of the Alton Catfish Classic, which we have been talking about for the last several minutes. And Alex, it's super exciting time. I know you're busy with Twisted Cats, and I can't believe it, but we're just 3 weeks away from the Classic. It's got to be a really exciting time of year for you guys.
Yeah, you know, we always call this the tournament season because things really get rolling. The fishing gets, you know, better and better as the fall comes, and you start to see a lot of big fish. So, like I said, you know, this weekend we're down in Caruthersville, Missouri for a Twisted Cat Outdoors event. We'll have a huge weigh-in. Had an angler pre-fishing catch a 91-pound fish yesterday. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's this weekend, and then we're going to Pekin, Illinois, August 26th, and then Canton, Missouri, September 2nd, and then boom, Alton, Illinois for the Alton Classic, and that's going to be a giant tournament. $52,500 total purse, $20,000 for first, 100-boat field, the best of the best in the country. It's something you don't want to miss. If you've not seen a catfish weigh-in, I promise you, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. It really has become not just one of the biggest catfish tournaments, not one of the biggest fishing tournaments, period, in the Midwest, but across the country. And guys come from all over the country to be a part of the Classic, and it's only getting bigger. And you just touched on something. You know, actually, I got to ask you something, Mike, because I heard your oops there when Alex mentioned the 90-pound during practice. Is that did that touch a nerve with
touched
you?
Like when
you're
with me, yeah.
if you're pre-fishing or practicing for a tournament, do you not want to catch that big fish the day before a tournament?
I saw your
visceral reaction.
It's paid off. Last tournament me and Gabe had together, I caught a 5+ the day before, and you know what? We ran back in there and I caught a 4.5 the day of the
tournament. Yeah, see?
But I'd rather not. I hate practice. I wish it was just off limits and let's all get after it on tournament.
Oh, I
day,
like
but.
That. Yeah. Well, and Alex, this is something that we've talked a lot about, Mark and I, over the last few weeks. And I mentioned this earlier in hearing what you just said about that fish being caught. Last week we talked to the guy that caught the 104-pounder. We've had a couple of confirmed 100-pounders. I don't want to jinx anything, but I feel like as we're closing in on the tournament, you know, this could be a really good year to see some of those big numbers. I know Mark would love to see a 100-pound fish, and everybody'd love to see that 200-pound total. But I feel like there's some good juju in the air as we are getting closer to the tournament.
Oh, 100%. Like I said, you know, and one thing to hit on the pre-fishing, because this kind of comes around, you know, full circle, is with catfishing, the sport is still really new in the professional side of things. Mm-hmm. But what's interesting is this is a professional tournament series, it's still new, where the angler that caught the 91 yesterday is from Central Oklahoma. So he drove to the Mississippi. It's his second time ever being on the Mississippi River. He took off work. He's here for 4 days. He's still, the river is huge. You know, a lot of these anglers might go 80 miles up, 100 miles down. So they're going to go out, especially a guy from Oklahoma that's new into it. He's going to fish hard on Thursday and Friday and Saturday just so he can kind of still learn, because it's brand new to him. And there's a lot of new anglers in the last, I'm going to say, 2 years. It's exploded, mm-hmm. even with the kind of the economy and fuel. So it's interesting to get more and more anglers in catfishing. And is, like I said, as that happens, a lot of newer anglers getting involved, and they're very, very good. They're really learning how to chase these fish with water going up and down and cold fronts and all this crazy stuff. And that's what's exciting. So I really do believe in the next coming years, we're going to start to see better weigh-ins, because the anglers are getting better and they're really starting to travel. And like I said, we'll pull 18 to 20 states for just the Classic.
Yeah.
That's a lot of different anglers.
Yeah, that's incredible.
That's a lot. Yep.
Yeah, and we really are lucky that, you know, for us, that this is home, because as the industry grows and is going through a boom period here, Alex, as you mentioned, I mean, there's really, I don't know, there might not be any better place in the country if you're focused in on catfishing than what we have here with the rivers and the confluence of three major rivers. I mean, it's an exciting time to be in this area as this sport grows. And with the Classic, you would know that firsthand, but also with Twisted Cats, because you do tournaments all year long. I'm sure you're seeing just this boom period really starting to explode.
Yeah, I know it is. And like I said, I'll be honest, just this year with Twisted Cat here in 2023, we've seen a lot of new anglers. You know, I was worried with the fuel and stuff. You know, we did a tournament up in Muscatine, and really I call it kind of the line is St. Louis, Alton, you know, across the Missouri River. When you go up above there, you don't really see the big blue cat. So you don't get the people traveling, you know, and pull 18 states, but we had 52 teams in Muscatine, Iowa for a channel cat / flathead event. That's incredible,
yeah.
Incredible numbers.
Yeah. That
really is.
Just 2 years ago, that would have been unheard of, right?
Yes, 100%.
To see that type of turnout, that type of participation in a tournament like that, that's awesome. And it's just such good news. It's such good news for the, you know, obviously for the industry, but I think it's just a important thing in this crazy world that we have this community, the outdoors community, the fishing community, the hunting community growing, because I think right now we need this for like our soul. Like,
yes,
I think
yes.
This is like,
I mean,
this is good for people.
Yes. Knocks the crap out of video games.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
No matter how you look at it.
Definitely. Amen. Couldn't agree more. Alex, I'm sure that we will talk to you again, probably multiple times over the next few weeks as we close in on the tournament. In the meantime, we know that it is the Alton Catfish Classic Facebook page to get the best information about that tournament. But for everything else with Twisted Cats and your tournaments and all that stuff, what's the best place to keep up with everything that you're doing?
You can go to twistedcatoutdoors.com and you can give us a call, obviously 573-723-2127. But check the Facebook, Instagram, the Twisted Cat Outdoors, the Alton Catfish Classic. If you want to be a part of it, want to know when it is, like when to come to the weigh-in or any of that stuff, send us a message. Like I'm saying, if you've not seen 80, 100-pound catfish in person, it'll blow your mind.
Yeah,
you've
it really
got
is.
To come and watch.
It's, as we said a little bit earlier, it's just as big of a deal and just as much fun for the spectators as it is the competitors. It's just a really great afternoon, and all of us are very much looking forward to the Alton Catfish Classic. Alex Nagy from Twisted Cats, tournament director of the Classic, thanks so much for your time, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you very soon. Thanks again.
Thank you.
See you, Alex.
Yeah, great stuff there.
Look forward to meeting him in person.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. He's a great dude. And he's really good at his job, too. Like, he's very good. He's, yep.
That makes a way in.
He's the MC of the tournament also, or has been in the past.
Yeah,
he's
tournament director. He runs the weigh-in. Yeah. He organizes the captain's meeting, the check-in, you know, all of that stuff. You know,
he's good on stage.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, and you know, I know nothing about the behind-the-scenes stuff, but I do know how to talk to people, right. And he's good. He's really good at that. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Our guy at Anglers and Action, Big Al, he's lights out, too.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. All right, so a little bit of an abbreviated version of the fishing report today, but let's go ahead and dive into it. Mark, take it away.
Okay, so we're going to go, we'll go to Carlisle. Eric Morey, the fishing magician.
Yeah.
Carlisle Lake is 445.40, and the fishing has been good, especially the catfish on cut bait. Drifting and dragging baits is working well. Crappie are biting in at 9 to 12 feet of water on the brush piles, and the drop in the water temps has slowed the white bass down. Local lakes and rivers, again, Eric Morey, the fishing magician.
Mm-hmm.
Largemouth bite is very good on jigs, worms, and crankbaits on the ledges, drop off in the slopes. Crappie are settled into some deeper brush and are biting well. The weather has slowed the whites and the hybrids down a bit, and the catfish bite is on fire on cut bait.
Let's go.
And we'll just go to Wren real quick.
Yeah.
Lake is 406 from Fred Mooney. Crappie bite is excellent on the deep brush and the timber. Tip jig is with minnows this week. Fairly large minnows for the summer and did exceptionally well. Catfish bite continues to be excellent. And then we do river catfish with Jason Schneider. Huh?
Please do.
Water levels downtown is 6.67, so it came up a little bit. Water temp's 80 degrees, and just had a small rise of about 2 feet, and a decent amount of trash coming down the river. All that rain does that.
Yeah, shocking.
Had to fight the wind the other day and the trash, but the fish were in the main channel and were biting well. He was mainly getting them on shad.
Have you ever had a nickname? The fishing magician.
M squared. I get that. That's from the Tin Horn.
That's not as good as fishing magician.
Nothing's as good as fishing magician.
Fishing magician. Yeah, and Chelsea gave your dad that name. So
it's the best
one
I've ever heard.
I got to get one of those.
You do. You need a nickname. Yeah, but you can't give yourself one.
No, that's not fair.
Lake of the Ozarks bass.
Same thing as last week, and it worked for you, right, Tony?
It did work for me. Proof is in
the early and late, deep, and deeper is working well. Jigs, big worm. And then Tony proved that the fish will come up for a mid-diving crankbait on a brush pile in 10 or 12 feet of water.
And it was about an hour before sunset, too, so
there
it was late in the day.
Oh, like I bet they'd moved out of they're coming up shallow feet. Yeah.
Maybe an hour and a half, but it was definitely late in the day.
Yep.
And
but that big worm, that big jig in 15 to 25 feet of water on brush piles, channel swings, points, the typical stuff. Don't forget that kill switch and life jacket at Lake of the Ozarks.
No, definitely not. And that
hydrate because it's getting hot, baby.
And that was the other thing. It was Monday. It was because we stayed that extra day. Nice. I took Monday off.
Smart man.
Oh man! And through the week out there at the lake, man, let's go.
I wish our tournaments were on Mondays. I always say that.
It was sweet. 10 Horse Monty YouTube channel is a great place to go to see more of Mike and, of course, Gabe Montgomery, the 10 Horse himself, who is one of our great contributors here to the show. So
who's just got moved into his new house.
Congratulations. Attaboy, 10 Horse. Yeah, and some of the absolute best... I mean, not just in our area, like the absolute best fishing content on YouTube, period, is on the 10 Horse Mod
YouTube
channel.
I told a young man at my physical therapist the other day, he was wanting to learn more about fishing. He found out I was a fisherman. I said, it's real easy, 10horsemonty.com.
That's exactly right. 10 Horse Monty on
YouTube.
And don't forget about the Bluff City Outdoors podcast. Also, as I mentioned earlier, we post every show as a podcast shortly after we get off the air every week on basically every podcast platform. So whatever your favorite is, just make sure you are subscribed to the Bluff City Outdoors show. And you can also get that podcast on the Bluff City Outdoors Facebook page each and every week. All right, that is going to do it for this week's show. For producer Leah and Mike Marfell and my partner Mark McMurray, I'm Tony Colombo. Thank you so much for joining us for another edition of the Bluff City Outdoor Show here on 101.9 and 94.1 News Talk.
Buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer. I hear the power.